Monday, the 20th of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Today, we're going to hear a Bible story about Jesus and a sick child. So let's take a moment to listen to the story from the Bible. As Jesus was walking through the town, a man called Jairus came to find him. He begged Jesus to come with him and to help him, because his daughter Tabitha was very sick. Jesus went with Jairus, but as they got near the house, people came to say that the little girl had died. At once Jesus turned to Jairus and said to him, "Do not be afraid. Only have faith, and she will be well." When Jesus arrived at the house, he did not let anyone go into the little girl's room with him, excepting for his close friends, Peter, John, and James, and also the child's mother and father. That's actually quite a lot of people. I don't know why the gospel writer says he didn't let anyone go in, excepting for all those other people. But that's what he says. Jesus went into her room where the little girl was lying, as still as anything. He took the little girl by the hand and he said, "Tabitha, my child, get up." At once, she felt better, and she sat up. Jesus looked at her, and then he said to them, "Give her something to eat." And they went off to get her something to eat. So, we're going to have another time of gospel contemplation and pray our way into the story. To begin with, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and breathe out. And slowly breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. Now, very slowly, today I want us to make the sign of the cross as we enter into this time of contemplative prayer. Very slowly, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We're going to begin by imagining ourselves into the story. Maybe the easiest way is, have you ever been really sick? Maybe you had flu. Maybe you had COVID. Maybe you had a very sore tummy. Perhaps you've had a high temperature and your whole body was sore. Or maybe you've had some other kind of illness that made you feel horrible. Remember that feeling of feeling horrible and like you just don't have energy for anything. And then imagine this little girl feeling sore and tired. I want you to think about the little girl's mom. Can you see her sitting by her daughter while her daughter is sick? Maybe she has her hand on her forehead. Or maybe the little girl is leaning against her mom. Perhaps her mom is talking softly to her or singing to her. She watches as her daughter gets sicker and sicker. And what do you think her mom felt? And then when she started to be very worried, imagine then Jesus coming into the room. Perhaps the first thing he does is to smile at the mom. And then he comes over and he takes the little girl's hand in his own hand. So that before she even opens her eyes, she feels Jesus holding her hand. Imagine what that felt like, to feel Jesus holding your hand. She hears Jesus calling her. He says, "My child, get up." Imagine that moment where she opens her eyes and looks up at him. Can you see how Jesus looks at her with love and kindness? And as she looks at Jesus, suddenly she feels well and hungry. Suddenly she's better. What happens next? Perhaps we can imagine her parents hugging her and holding her. And Jesus can see that she's very hungry. And he tells her parents that she is hungry and they should get her something to eat. And then Jesus and the little girl have a moment in the room to themselves while everybody else is getting busy finding things. What do you think she said to Jesus in that moment? What do you think Jesus said to her? Now, quietly, in your own heart, think about anything you want to say to Jesus about this story. What do you think Jesus would want to say to you about the story? Then I want you to take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you may like to stretch your arms up to the ceiling. Take another deep breath in, and you may need to yawn and stretch and open your eyes. And then let's just take a moment to pray before we end. Dear Lord, just as you healed the little girl in the gospel story, we ask for your blessing on all children who are sick now, today. Send them your healing presence and help them to get better quickly. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.